I wanted to say hello and welcome to the Goddess Academy and the Menopause PT. And this group has kind of evolved over the years to become what it is right now. And that's a group of women who are all in the same sort of stage of life and looking for some help and support. I remember what that felt like when I started going through my journey and my trajectory, if you like, towards menopause. I'm not quite there yet. I'm still what's called perimenopausal. And I've had loads of different life changes in the course of the last year. So I'm just going to just double check that I'm live. Oh, yes, I am. Hello. Really the objective of our session today is just to have a little look at goals and have a look at goal setting for the year ahead. And it's an exercise that I do every year, and I've done it on this group before, where we talk about learning-based goal setting. And I will post some images below and a PDF below this video so that you've got access to it, and you'll be able to print it off and go through the whole exercise with me. I always find the idea of New Year's resolutions, of kind of setting specific objectives for the year ahead, I always find it quite, what's the word? I suppose it's a little bit forced sometimes. And I find that, you know, sometimes we kind of start on this whole journey, we set ourselves a few objectives and then we never achieve them. So I've always had a little look at this and thought, well, okay, how am I going to make it more meaningful for myself? How am I going to make sure that I learn the lessons that I've needed to learn from the previous year and don't repeat them? And you learn those, you know, make the mistakes that I've made and actually have learned from them and moved on. So really what I like to do is just to grab my diary. So in the first instance is to take my diary and go, okay, so as I go through all of these things, you know, who are the people that I've spent my time with? Who are the people that I've really enjoyed listening to? What are the things that I've learned? Who are the people that I don't want to spend any more time with, right? Where have I spent most of my time, and what are the things that have brought me the most joy? Because, you know, at the end of the day, we live our lives once. You have one opportunity. And, you know, time is the one thing that we never, ever get back. So, you know, you can lose money, you can lose a house, you can lose a car, you can say goodbye to a relationship, and those things go, but very often you'll get things back. Whereas with time, we never get it back again. So really the whole idea is to be able to have a little look at what you've done over the last year and to come up with some specific pointers for the things that you've loved and the things that have brought you joy. So let's take a few minutes now and just go through our diaries and just see whether there are specific things that we've enjoyed spending time doing. Okay, so I'm going to do exactly that. I'm going to go all the way back to January last year. Cool. Right. So many of my clients come to me and say, oh, Colette, I'm feeling like I've got no energy. Everything I'm trying is not working. You know, what can I possibly do to make my life, you know, a bit easier, a bit happier? And I want to lose weight. I want to get myself back on track. I want to, you know, start thinking about how I spend my time differently. My relationships are in trouble because things are changing so much. And I'm just, you know, my mood is up and down. My weight is up and down. And I just don't really know where I am. And really, the first thing to do is just to decide on what it is that you really, really want. So it's about having a think about what your values are, having a think about what values you want to emanate this year, and what the big rocks are in your life. And this is, having a look at your diary is one way of identifying those things. So where you've spent your time, what you've done with your time, and what you've really enjoyed, right? So my diary was only digitized from, and I'm just paging through it now, only really from March. So what did I do with my time? Oh yes, I went through a whole series of prep. So I'm gonna make a note here. So I did prep for a show I was going to do in July. And I can remember starting my eating my so I am a bodybuilding competitor. So for those of you who don't know me, that's what I've done for the last few years. I've done nothing, did nothing last year for personal reasons. My dad passed away as I was about to hop on stage. So the whole thing was just kind of, yeah, I just canned it. I wasn't in the right headspace. And then prior to that, we'd had lockdown. So of course, being able to compete or not compete was just difficult. I couldn't get into a gym. It was just an awkward situation. So I haven't done anything for about three, well, maybe 4 years now. So my objective was to get back on stage last year. And therefore my objective has moved over to getting on stage this year. And what I was doing last year was just starting my prep in March for a competition that started or was going to run on the 10th of July. So I was starting to look after my food more closely. I was starting to exercise in a very specific way. I was starting to really focus on, all of my kind of my energy was going into my prep, into looking, the part that I needed to look on stage. So that's what started for me in March. So I've got my whole workout plan here. What did I do for fun? Well, I was probably working, about 50 hours. Oh my gosh, I even had COVID. March. That was miserable. Went out for dinner with a couple of friends after that. Amazing. Okay, so just in having a look at my year. April, Easter. Gosh, the whole year just seems to have flown by, right? Amazing. Half term, June. I went to the cinema a couple of times, which I enjoyed. Amazing, my prep. Then I went away. I went and I spent a few days in Greece, which I really loved. That was amazing. Then I went back to South Africa. I'd love to see my family and reconnect with them, which was amazing. That was good. What else did I do? That was so much fun. Fantastic. Gosh, let me go through the summer. I can't believe how fast that all went. It was a ring of red. Everybody went drove around the M25 back in October. I'm wearing red. That was quite special. What else? I've just seen so many people, so many of my clients have just gone through a full cycle with me, the full year with me. And that in itself is rewarding in seeing their changes, the changes that have made that they've made in their lives and their eating and their the way that they've viewed themselves and the way that they've thrown themselves into their workouts. But for me personally, it's been about time out. It's been about doing the things that I've really wanted to do. It's been about taking care of the little things. And I'm spending some time away with friends and family. That's been quite special. So the idea is that you take a look at all those things and you then plan more of that into your days, more of that into your year ahead. So, how often are you going to be able to get out and go out for dinner? I went out for dinner with a girlfriend of mine about a month ago, and we said, right, every single month we're going to go and we're going to have some dinner. So that's what we're going to need to plan in, aren't we? And go to a nice restaurant and go do something together. That's a whole lot of fun. So once you've gone through that exercise and you know what your list of things are, then you start to have a little think about this mind map. It's called a mind map, a life story mind map. And I'm going to see if I can go in here and just add it to the stream. So just bear with me for a second. I'm going to do that right now. Right, here we are. So where am I? Do-do-do. Okay, so I'm going to add a few photos. Just bear with me for a second while I do this. So the first one is a mind map of your kind of your successes, having a little look at the things that you are very proud of having achieved in the year. So here we go. This is us. Learning-based goal setting. So complete this exercise with me now. I think you'll enjoy what we go through if you actually are looking at something with me. So let's do this. Beautiful. Right, we're there. Okay, so having a look at your mind map, your life story. So the first thing is all about looking at your successes. And we look at the very, very first one on here, which is all about the three things that you were most successful at in the past year. So spending time with people, successes would mean something, I don't know, in your personal finances, or maybe your relationship goals. Maybe some of you got married. Maybe some of you have got children, grandchildren. Maybe some of you have seen people, or maybe you've achieved some kind of goal. You know, whether that's meant that you've finished a course that's taken you, I don't know, into university degree or something like that in this stage of your life, right? Maybe you've just got yourself under control. Maybe you've achieved a weight loss goal. So what were the successes for the last year? Then we have a look at the highlights for that year. Then we have a look at the people that we've spent most time with. Then we have a look at the knowledge that we've gained. So on the left-hand side, we look at the places that we've been, the three best places that you've been to, the things that have been the most fun for you, the things that you have specifically learned in terms of your knowledge. How have you grown and developed your knowledge? And then what you could achieve next. So take just a few minutes, and you feel free to print this off, or just scribble it down onto a piece of paper, and just go through it all, and come up with all of these kind of these three hit lists. You know, it just kind of puts things in perspective for us every single year. And every year I go through this, I realize how much things change from one year to the next. It's actually quite a revealing exercise, but actually quite a lot of fun. So, how are we looking? So three successes. highlights. People, knowledge. What have I actually learned this year? Or what have I learned that I never want to repeat? I suppose that's probably also quite a, you know, the valid thing. You know, what do I want to swerve next year? Wow, what have I learned? Which places have I been to that I really, really loved? And I'm going to repeat a whole load more. I didn't go snowboarding last year. I really missed that. So, of course, this year I need to make a plan. I still haven't, but I will. I've just got to get through January. January's always a busy time for me. Okay. So I've realized that there's a second one that says knowledge. Just turn that into lessons. Lessons learned. And then what could you achieve next? So it doesn't really matter what stage of life we're at, right? If you've got to the point where you are thinking about retirement, or maybe thinking about what the next 5 years would look like for you within your career, maybe you're going back to work, having not actually, you know, been in a full-time job or a big job for a little while. Maybe you've had kids at home or for whatever reason, and things are changing. You know, what does your life look like? What are the important things to you? What are the things that you still want to do? What are the big things that you want to kind of hook your hat on for the year ahead? Brilliant. So I hope that you've managed to get through that one. Then we have a little look at learning what you would like to learn. Okay. What you would like to learn in a month from now. So 1 month from now, what do I want to learn? So I'm in the process of, I've gone back to school and I am training to be a mortgage advisor stroke financial advisor. And that's just so that I can add something, a little string to my bow. So in one month from now, I'm hoping to be qualified as a mortgage advisor. That's quite cool, isn't it? So I'll write my exam at the end of the month. Cool. And then 3 months from now, what are the three things that you would like to learn? Did the same thing for 6 months, for 12 months, and then for 2 years from now. What I really love about this exercise is that it gets you thinking bigger than perhaps, you know, your immediate circumstances or your immediate situation. And, you know, 2 years from now, 12 months from now. Cool, what exciting stuff, hey. Beautiful. And if you don't know the answers to these questions, don't worry about it. You know, you can have a think about it, print this off, just keep it, you know, in front of mind, stick it on your fridge if you like, and just start thinking about these things. And once you've got these two pages completed, the idea now is to have a little look at the blocks and the habits that could potentially stop you from getting there. So what physical, practical, and psychological blocks stop you from achieving these goals, or could stop you from achieving these goals? And what I generally, in my experience, what I find is that it's usually got to do with an inability to think bigger than what's happening right now, an inability to see beyond the shit that you're in, basically. So, you know, it's about dreaming just a little bit bigger and thinking just a little bit further afield and giving yourself permission to dream, giving yourself permission to be thinking about things that perhaps are different from what you're looking at the moment. Physical, practical, and psychological blocks. So physical could be your earning potential, maybe. It could be where you're actually living. It could be the fact that you cannot get to and from, let's say you want to get yourself into shape and getting to the gym is a challenge. Maybe you live in the middle of the country and, you know, it's very, very difficult to get hold of really, really good fresh produce unless you travel for miles. Practical, it might be that you've got children at home that you've got to take care of and you can't commit yourself to doing loads more traveling because you have practical requirements and limitations on your time. That's fair enough. Just acknowledge those things, okay? Psychological blocks are the things that say, well, I'm not good enough. I'm not strong enough. I'm not clever enough. I can't possibly do that because I'm not qualified in this. So just have a little think about what those things could be. And then move on to what habits would you like to break or instill in your life at the same time? And those habits could look like, and do you know what, when your hormones start to go all over the place, habits are such an important thing to have right and to have thought through because you know, if you're not getting up at the same time every single day, if you're not drinking enough liquid, if you're not eating properly, if you're not getting to sleep, you know, at a reasonable hour, there's no way that you're going to be feeling rested, focused the next day. If you're trying to lose weight, it's very difficult for you to lose weight without managing your stress. and your hormones are going to be just making all of this so much harder. So those habits are kind of underpin every single thing that you achieve or want to achieve for the next year. So think about what habits you've got and what habits you need to instill and get back to. And I know that a lot of people kind of fall off the wagon November, December, come January. You know, we all think, oh my gosh, let me get going again. I'm going to get straight back on the wagon. What an amazing opportunity the 1st of January brings. And I don't know why it's so significant for us. It's almost like you can just draw a line under the previous 12 months and go, right, let's focus on the next 12 months. How far can we travel? So, habits. Right. So for me, I really do need to take care of my bedtime and getting up routine. I need to get back onto my, in fact, I've got much better at getting enough sleep. So I need to just carry on with that. Things like drinking enough water, taking care of my nutrition, all things to get back on come, I suppose, I'm going to be back on stage again in July, August, September time. So my 20-week prep would generally start in March, but I can start getting myself prepared now. So things like getting back on track, counting my, you know, really taking care of my nutrition, focusing on my studies, carving time out in my day to be able to do that. And being disciplined about it. I'm usually quite good, actually. I'm usually pretty organized. Time, and then my own workouts tend to go out the window if I don't take care of them. So it is about making sure they're going in. Habits. Cool. So once you've done that, then identify what your key action items are. So what do you need to do next week to start working towards your goals? And it all comes down to habits and getting your habits right, starting to instill them into your day-to-day and getting those on track. So awesome. Gosh, I've got a list as long as my arm. How brilliant. Okay. Well, I think that exercise for me has been quite revealing this year. It's very easy to stay stuck where you are, isn't it? And to start thinking and allowing yourself to think just beyond what's happening right now is actually quite a useful thing. So I hope that's been beneficial for you. Any questions, pop them underneath this video. Print off the images that I've sent you and I've given you, and let me know if there's anything that you would like to share based on your goals and based on what you've set yourself as in terms of your objectives for the year ahead. Amazing. All right. Thank you for joining me. I hope you found this useful, and I certainly have. And I will see you in on. Bye, guys.